Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 795.
We will say it, the Daily Talk Show at all costs. It doesn't matter where we are, what we're doing, who we're with, we will do a show. We will not miss one. JJ, you're in your car, mate. Mm-hmm. You're looking You're looking awkward.
First time I've ever been to Northland.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Coburg. And, isn't it? Preston.
Yeah. Yeah, we just had to try and find the COVID testing drive-through.
Yeah.
Interesting fact about the drive-through is that it is a car park. So we went to the Target, they sent us in, and we're now parked.
Okay,
it's
great.
Not like a traditional drive-through that you expect. It's like we're waiting for our chips.
Well, it's like you've gone through drive-through and then you've been sent out to wait in the waiting bay, or like you're currently in the Krispy Kreme drive-through, ordered and waiting at the window.
It's like I've been sent to the waiting bay, but I haven't even put through my order.
Ah, interesting. Right. And this one comes with a free penetration of your nostril area. It's I wonder.
And so Bree's also in the car, and she's going to get the test, and she was just speaking to a workmate who said that she had it done and she could taste blood afterwards, which I feel like that's not something you say to someone before they're getting it done.
Yeah. Well, I've heard others say it's so quick that you're just like, ugh, whatever. I think you'll be good. Mm-hmm. I'm always surprised that instead of...
I mean, what's the worst
that can happen? Once you get it done. I mean, the worst that can happen is that you get COVID and you're out of here.
To be honest, the most stressful thing about this whole thing is me having the camera here, and like I feel like this is a very Tommy Jacket thing to be doing.
I know, but even as I've got older, I've started to feel more self-conscious, not self-conscious, but just, I guess it's more thoughtful. Like you're thinking about the situation you're in. But I appreciate, you know, you taking one for the team. Mm. I mean, we've done podcasts from everywhere. Producer Jess, do you know some of the locations off the, I'm hoping you don't, so I can tell you.
LA.
Yeah, the county.
Where are you from again? I was going to say Bulleen, but that's not right, is it?
Shepparton.
No, not Shepparton. I mean, like, what suburb?
Bratton? St Kilda.
Home.
Yeah, I've done it from
you've
home.
You've done it from home.
We've done it from everywhere.
Bulleen's right. You had it.
Yeah, we've
was
done
that
one
right?
From,
yeah, you had Bulleen.
Well,
yeah,
I've
yeah.
done one from there, yeah.
Great.
And
so I feel like that's all I've got.
Well, we've done
Krispy Kreme.
Oh, you did it from Josh's house at the very beginning.
Yep, correct. That was Abbotsford. We've done them from the Big Apple, Times Square, rowing.
Guys, I wish I brought my walkie-talkies. I'd love to be across all that. A lot of walkie-talkie chat.
Tap in.
I'd love to have my scanner.
You'd tap in. Yeah, Krispy Kreme, Central Park, down. Where else have we done them, JJ? Any other fancy spots? Have we done
Strawberry?
I'm trying to think of what's been the most. The Big Strawberry was a good one.
Yeah.
What was the most stressful location we've ever done?
Well, New York, Times Square, you nearly got nipped by a horse that was sort of behind you, tried to eat your microphone at one point. That wasn't too stressful. We did like from the Grove in LA. Just it was all the spots where we're not actually meant to be doing it. Like we're just sitting at a donut shop out the front. This was before we did video. Hey, one thing on the Grove. So the Grove is like, I don't know what you'd even classify it as, like South Bank in Victoria. And there's nothing.
An open air mall, maybe?
Open air mall. Christmas time, they're like shooting this fake snow. There's a tram that goes through. It's magical.
This is where we were.
It's all boarded up in the middle. It's all boarded up. It has basically a Bellagio fountain show. That's off.
Yeah.
It looks like a zombie apocalypse. Literally. And that's in the heart of West Hollywood. It's sad as shit, man. So anyway, I feel like this is
surely I don't need my hazard lights. We're parked.
Are they asking people to put on their hazards?
I'll let you know.
Yeah. So at any moment, Josh could be approached by someone in sort of high vis. I wonder who's doing their PPE.
What's the vibe? Have they got masks on, Josh?
Yeah, they've all got masks. There's high vis and masks. The guy said, now, do you have, I'm here for a test. And he said, a COVID test? Like it was like a question, which is sort of weird. And then he said, have you got COVID symptoms or are you in a COVID hotspot? And I said, yes. He said, drive through.
God. Did you just answer yes that sort of answered both those questions or?
Yeah. Well, I didn't really know. It feels like I drove 20 minutes to get here.
Yeah.
So that I didn't have to deal with going down the street and actually like booking something in.
I actually think it's smart not getting out of the car, as in you just can be in a capsule just going past.
It is annoying. Like, what can we do afterwards?
Well, that was...
Here we go.
Here we go.
Go on, JB.
Oh, no, there was... Dan Andrews a few weeks ago was talking about people that would get the test and then just go for a quick shop, walk around the shopping mall, go to Northland, go to Athlete's Foot. Like, that's
Well, there's a lot of car parks.
Is this legit what
people were doing that? Yeah, and he's pissed off.
It's nah, fair call. Yeah, it's outrageous.
What do you think, Hungry Jack's? Do you reckon I could? Do you think it's okay for me to get Hungry Jack's drive through after this?
Yeah, I reckon.
Drive-through's okay.
I reckon you can. It's pretty contactless. Just don't talk when the person hands you the food and just don't touch their hand. So just take the other side of the bag.
But you guys think I should get Hungry Jack's?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd go KFC, to be honest. George and I have been talking about KFC. I got a picture from George the other night just of a KFC bag, and he said, Amy, what did you say?
I said, for Amy.
For Amy, and I was like, what do you and Amy got going? And then I heard that they had a D&M about KFC.
Oh, yeah. We had a great chat. Amy loves KFC.
What's the best part?
Well, you don't like chicken on the bone.
No.
You don't like wings.
No chicken on the bone.
So you wouldn't like it.
Oh, I love the popcorn chicken.
Popcorn chicken.
That's great. Like,
the chippies are nice.
Chippies are good.
But KFC is so, so good.
Why? I mean, I love it. I want to know what you...
I love fried chicken and those secret herbs and spices. You can't get past them.
They are pretty...
Especially when it's like really hot chicken. Like the one that got delivered the other night was just like perfect. And it was actually dessert. We did have dinner beforehand.
Yeah, you're
we
had an a stir animal. Fry,
but just, you know, we were both just like,
two dinners.
Yeah. Wouldn't mind a second little snack, maybe a few chippies, maybe a few wings. Mm-hmm.
Jess, what did you grow up on in Bendigo?
Macca's.
It was a Macca's Friday night. Did you do Friday night Macca's?
We did Friday night junk food night.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were allowed to have it, whatever we wanted.
Fuck, that's annoying when you got two sisters and they all want different things for your parents.
No, I feel like it was always the same.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was like Macca's or, you know, Clogs or fish and chips.
Clogs? What's Clogs?
It's a restaurant.
Doesn't sound good.
What do you? No, that's the best pizza in the entire world.
Did you have to dine in or this is takeaway?
Either or. Mostly takeaway.
Clogs still there?
Yeah.
Still good?
The best pizza still to this day.
Hang on. So you're 30. When we were young, we were eating thick crust, like fat base. It wasn't this sort
of...
Pizza Hut. It was Pizza Hut-esque style. Now it's all... Like Bodie is a kid born in 2016 that only knows flat, thin crusted. I got him another pizza that was old school and he's right, like,
so guys,
yuck.
The gronk next to me is smoking, so I've had to do up my window.
Oh, yeah.
That is outrageous.
In the car?
It's she's literally like less than a meter away.
She's definitely got
with
COVID.
The car. Fucking stinks.
If COVID's choosing one of you, it's her.
I mean, her lungs are fucked.
I know.
She's
fucking trapped in the car now.
Oh, that's
going to happen. Aircon on.
So that's the thing about smoke.
The reason
the
reason why her chest hurts is because she's fucking can't go half an hour without
cancer. Yeah.
Emphysema.
And so, is it thin crust now or is it still thick crust, Jess?
At Clogs.
Clogs.
It's kind of like, I don't know, it's like a happy medium. It's not super thick, it's not super thin.
They've adapted with the
time. It's not like a wood fire pizza.
Okay, what is it then?
It's just, I don't know.
Rolls through the conveyor belt.
It does.
Yeah.
It's just a nice even spread of dough.
Is it?
Do you know what they used to do?
What?
You'd go there and you'd eat and as a kid you'd get a big ball of dough. And you would turn it into something. It's so un-COVID friendly.
I know.
And then they'd put it through the pizza oven and come back as your piece of bread. So you could make like a dog or a horse or whatever.
What was your go-to?
I used to eat it. Just I love raw dough.
Oh, yeah. Yum.
Even more COVID.
What's wrong with you guys?
No, I
frozen
that's
pastry.
Great. Yeah, no, that's so
dough,
yum.
Yeah, yeah. Pizza dough. Ridiculous.
There was a bunch of those things at old restaurants that you could do back in the day. So like... there was something called Sizzler Remember Outback, like a
Sizzlers were so good.
She's absolutely ropeable, by the way. She's about to blow up at the lady next to the car. This could
go, Brie.
Do it.
She deserves a blow up.
Give her an uppercut.
Brie's got chutzpah.
Are you going to? No, she's just like, if we were outdoors, Brie would be doing an obnoxious cough right now.
It's awkward in the line.
Don't cough now.
You're in the wrong environment for that.
So I think it was Sizzler or one of those used to have nuts that you could chuck on the ground. So you'd crack a nut open, then throw it on the ground. Do you remember that, Josh?
Lone Star.
What the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Melbourne
Lone Star became, I don't know if Hog's Breath actually took the leases. But a Lone Star on like Dandenong Road turned into a Hog's Breath. Mm. But you would get peanuts and you would get to crack them and put them on the floor. And they would also play a song and they would do a line dance at random intervals throughout the night.
Yeah. Oh, my God, what an experience.
I just got stopped by a paywall for themorningbulletin.com.au, but it does sort of grab some of the article, and it says, I just typed into Google, Lone Star nuts on the ground, and it said, yes, you can still throw peanuts on the floor. Ever since it announced Lone Star Rib House would be making a return to Rockhampton, locals who fondly remember the restaurant having been asked if they can throw peanuts on the floor like the old days.
It's quite discriminatory, really. Like people that are allergic to nuts can't go. It's just a walk into an anaphylactic shock.
I know, but it's probably, I mean, it's a bit annoying.
What about like there's allergies for everything, Jess? Does that mean that like we're going to stop every type of restaurant based on Gronks? If people who are allergic to
gluten,
now we're not doing bakeries anymore? Pizza shop's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's kind of obvious. Like you can't just be throwing nuts on the ground.
Yeah, but is that not why the allergy issues happen? Because we've been putting our babies in cotton wool.
So you think, TJ, the reason why there are nut allergies is because there aren't enough nuts in circulation?
Yeah. No, well, it's a weird one. I mean, the correlation between the hyper awareness, which is one part kind and thoughtful for people with nut allergies. And then, so for instance, we get sent, as a parent, I get sent emails all the time about nut-free, egg-free. It's like all over talking about Bodhi going to daycare. You cannot have any nuts. You cannot give them any nuts to take in. So, I mean, there's days where Bodhi has smashed a peanut butter toast before we've gone and it's on his face. And so at what point do I rule out peanut butter for Bodhi in the morning for having toast? Like I do the right thing by trying to wipe his face.
I wipe his face.
Yeah, 100%. Mm. But a kid, dude, it's all over their hands, in between their fingers. I do my best because I say, Bodhi, kids have allergies. We're going to get rid of this. But when it's on his T-shirt, it's a hard one.
Yeah. And peanut butter is
good. If we were doing catering, we've never really spoken about this as a team. If we had catering, are there any food allergies or food requirements?
All right, let's go around the room. George, you get to also bring up what you wouldn't want seen in the catering.
Okay.
But also any allergies.
I'm completely allergy free.
Yeah.
And like you. I enjoy basically any food. But interestingly, my family has got a lot of dietary requirements.
Really?
So it's like.
But you've escaped.
Yeah. So I'm completely normal. But you know, when there's a big family dinner or whatever, it's like this person can't have fish. This one no dairy. This one gluten free. So lots going on. Vegetarian, vegan, got everything. But I'll eat anything. Don't really like licorice. That'd be the one thing I don't want to see.
Red or what's the vibe? Either. Black.
Like black licorice. Don't want to see that on a spread.
If you were to just have one, if you said licorice, I don't think there's types. I know there's red licorice, but really the flavor of licorice is the black flavor. Yeah. It's aniseed.
Well, that's aniseed. What you're describing is aniseed.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I hate aniseed.
How nuanced is it now when Sev says he's the licorice guy, but it's actually red licorice?
Yeah, don't like black, love red.
So then what he likes is raspberry looking licorice.
What about those raspberry drops, those chocolate coated raspberry drops?
Oh, the bullets?
Nah. Michelle Battersby's been posting about these. They're like a raspberry that's got chocolate around them. They're not licorice.
Yeah. All right. Yum. I'm going to go and then Sev's going to go because we'll leave Jess because I reckon she'll be long, long list at the end.
I'm not.
Not?
No.
Oh, well, go Jess.
Okay, go then.
I have no allergies. I just don't like seafood.
Okay. Ooh, okay. That's all right.
Don't want any fish, crabs. Take those dirty oyster shells.
Oysters,
yeah. What do you get at fish and chips?
I mean, I will eat fish, to be honest. Sorry. I'll eat, what do you call it? Flake.
Okay.
And I like salmon.
Of course. Okay.
Yeah. Great. And so tuna, I know you eat tuna. Sushi.
Yeah.
But
it's just like the
for someone who doesn't eat fish, ones. You eat a lot of it.
No, I eat, sorry, okay.
Yeah, tuna for lunch today.
I eat fish, but I don't have like the shelly versions of seafood. Sure.
Okay. Have you been to Italy?
You don't like crustaceans? Yep. Is that what it's called?
I think so. That's what I thought.
Yeah. That came to my head as well, but I wasn't sure. I thought crustaceans were just the little, very small particles of stuff in the ocean.
Oh, yeah. Quick
whales and shit.
Quick crustacean fact.
Yeah.
How long do lobsters live for?
Oh, I reckon
a couple of years.
I reckon there's like one. I reckon ones live for up to 17 years.
2 minutes years. After they're boiled.
What?
How long? Years. 100.
What?
Roughly.
Wow.
And the ones that you buy at restaurants, like the big ones,
yeah,
the big mamas,
they're usually about 22 years old.
Oh my god,
sad.
A little bit sad, isn't it?
No, they've had a good innings.
Yeah, I guess pretty boring. For them.
Wonder what lobster years are. You know, like dog years. Mm. They're actually they want to die.
Well, 100 is a lot.
Just take
lobsters want to be eaten.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard. That's what I've heard. Yeah. Okay, so that doesn't seem too hard. But so, seafood in Italy, you're on the water side, you get a pasta.
Don't even get me started. That's my dream. I just want to have a seafood platter by the sea. But I
you
just
don't
can't
like seafood?
Eat. I know. I want to live that lifestyle. I just don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So
you don't like the taste?
The taste, the smell, that you have to fondle it. Like, it's just gross.
Yeah.
You have to pull poo strings out of like prawns and shit. It's fucking disgusting.
Oh, yeah. No, I get it.
What? Is that a thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. And rip their heads off. It's just too much. That. It's like, give me the food when it's ready to eat.
Yeah.
Just, buddy, take me back to clogs in Bendy. Bendigo. Like, how much? A girl just wants some dough.
If I was in Italy, I would be eating pizza anyway, not seafood.
Jess, is there only one clogs or are they all around the place?
No, it's just one. It's a family-owned business.
Okay. Oh, fuck. I want to do, when it opens up, a road trip just for clogs.
Yeah. The clogs road.
It
trip.
Reminds me. It's a Rochet's that never sort of scaled up. Like behind it.
Clogs. You could franchise. I reckon clogs seems like, oh, dudes, we're going to clogs. Yeah. There's clogs everywhere.
It's the same family behind Stoke House in Melbourne.
Okay, so they know what they're doing.
Okay, so it's a lot family. Fancier.
Yeah, it's a nice restaurant.
And
so,
hang on, they're from Bendigo?
The Van Handels.
Oh, the Van Handels.
Yeah, I know that.
I don't know if they're from Bendigo, but half of them were in Bendigo and the other half. Because one of the sons of the person who started Stoke House.
Victoria Coffee?
Not entirely sure, but he used to run the Byron Bay pub.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Beach
so
Hotel.
The Van Handels were kids. So when I went to the private school and it was the kids, you know, my friends with the Van Handels and they have the, you know, the marquee or something. It was they were the family, you know, so if you knew some of the kids, you'd be going to six.
Sounds like the twins that Mark Zuckerberg stole Facebook from.
Oh, yeah,
those growing people.
The Winklevoss.
That's the one.
The Winklevoss. Van Handel. I want to find out what else they own. Van Handel family, Stoke House. Because maybe it is Vittoria Coffee or Stoke House owners Frank and Sharon.
Shazza.
Fucking just sound like just absolute legends.
Aussies, yeah.
Aussie battlers.
They just sold their two-rack mansion for $12 million. And they couldn't scale old clogs.
Clogs.
No, clogs is iconic. You can't do that. As soon as it becomes a chain, it's not okay.
So the thing is, this is interesting. So Van, I think that the surname with Van is Dutch and clogs are Dutch. So I reckon
wooden
there's
shoes.
A connection there.
Wooden shoes, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Wooden shoes, yeah.
That's what clogs are.
Yeah.
Multicultural day. That's what I would rock up in.
oh, hang on. I got a good one. Josh, have you been to the Cuckoo?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that was our German excursion.
Oh,
it got
yes.
Down and then they rebuilt.
So the Cuckoo is a German restaurant up in the Dandenong Ranges. And it is a all you can eat. It's probably about $59, and they do, you can just stay there for hours, just eating as much as possible. Mm-hmm. They have people dressed in their sort of, what are they called? Like,
Lederhausen?
Suspenders. Is that what they're called? Lederhausen. And there's a cuckoo, there's
the
a cuckoo clock that every, maybe it's every half hour or on the hour, cuckoo, and it comes out and there's shitloads of them all around. It's just, it's a real experience. We had my grandfather's maybe 80th or 70th birthday there, and it's at one of the classic ones. It was, I think it was a hottish day. Oh, he was born February. Yeah, February 14. Fuck, this is great coming all back. My son is a reincarnation of my grandfather, born on February 14. Anyway, my cousins couldn't get up. It was the old school. They had a VK Commodore or something, and it couldn't get up the hill in the Dandenongs.
Oh, no.
And so they couldn't come. And I just remember having my hand in a bucket of water because I'd burnt myself before we went. And so I was feeling
sorry for myself. Just realised I had the battery on the whole time. Do you reckon the car's going to start?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, 100%.
They've got jump leads there anyway.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
But
they did mention that at all testing sites, they got jump leads.
Oh, that's great. Because I think we should all go to the Cuckoo when it opens up. So we've got Clogs in Bendigo. We've got the Cuckoo up in the Dandenongs.
Kransky, can you eat Kransky?
Mexican Cantina we need to do.
Oh, yeah.
Mexican Cantina. We need to do, fuck.
KFC.
A lot of places.
We have KFC. A lot of bonding to do.
This could be a, we should try and sort of gear it to a good place in the business where we can actually just take Fridays off, and every Friday we go into one of these places. Wouldn't that be
great? For the show.
Long lunch.
Yeah, for the show. Okay. For us personally, just to bond.
Sure.
There's a bunch of stuff though, Josh, that these babies won't eat at the Cuckoo. You know, like German salted fish. I know you wouldn't eat it either. I don't even. It's a bit weird.
I'd eat that.
Do they have schnitzel? That's all I care about.
Yeah, I'd eat that.
They've got roasts, like all the different sort of roasted meats, and they have a pancake bar.
Seems like the type of food that would make you constipated.
Yeah, I definitely.
Clogged.
Good one, Sam. Is it the seat that's very making good. You fine?
I think it's my seat. I think it's not funny from my seat.
The delay is definitely meaning I'm getting in first before you. Yeah. Sevs, what's your...
Olives. Wouldn't do anything with olives. Done.
You're one of those.
You can't even have it on the plate because it ruins. It's like olive bread. We've been through it. Like, you can't have olive bread because it ruins the entire bread. If you put olives on the plate, it ruins the entire plate.
I think you're just too young. It'll come.
No, it never came from my brother.
Bodie likes it. He's three.
Talking about the on the plate thing, I remember Hamish Blake describing mushrooms to me. He can't stand mushrooms.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, just get it off your plate. Just remove it from your plate. He said, having mushrooms on a plate and then getting them to remove it is like someone putting dog shit on a plate and then just asking them to remove it. You've got it, like, the whole plate's ruined.
Yeah. Same thing with olives.
Fuck. Baby boy Blake. It's the annoying bit is I grew up with a father that used to tell me, you know, like, my dad was in the prisoner of war camp, captured by the Japanese, and he would eat weevils out of his oats. And so I just remember that real vividly. And then we found weevils in our Weet-Bix and I said, fucking, he can eat his weevils. I don't want them. we live in Brighton, bitch.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I feel like he doesn't complain a lot, my dad, about food. He would eat the stringy bits on bananas and he's a maniac. He would always, anything fell on the floor.
My granddad eats the whole apple.
Yeah, my dad did that.
Really? Just downs the whole thing.
That's a real manly move.
Yeah. I wouldn't go anywhere near.
You just imagine the guts to be able to do that. Like, it must the acidity just to fucking just completely absorb the whole thing. 3 days ago, Bodie helped himself to a chewy, and I just said, now you don't swallow it. And then, like, 30 seconds later, I'm like, where's the chewy gone? And it was gone. He swallowed it.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's staying him for 7 years.
Yeah, you just fucked it. And then the other night, then after that, Josh, I look over and he's eating it. And I said, what are you doing, Amy? She says, no, I've told him if he swallows it, he doesn't get one for a year. Oh. And then I see him chewing. And I was kind of like, that's cool. Like, looking at this three-year-old, just like, it's like, there's something cool about it. And then... I see him stop chewing and I was like, Bodhi, where's it gone? In here. Opens it up and he's swallowed it. So he's not eating chewy until he's four.
I feel like as a kid, there are a bunch of things that I didn't get for a long time. Like soft drink, we got cordial, which the funny thing about cordial is it's just as bad as soft drink. It just doesn't have the carbonation.
Yeah, yeah.
But Magnum's ice creams, we didn't get until I remember the first one that I ever had was on the boat that goes from Queenscliff.
to Sorrento.
And, yes, and my mum's auntie asked what ice cream I wanted, and I said a Magnum, and mum wasn't to say that kids don't eat Magnums, and so I got that for the first time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what were the GB, what were the things, that, like, were you in a strict family, or did Kaz let you eat whatever you want?
Nah, never Maccas from mum.
Yeah.
That was naughty. Mm. Dad sometimes would give us, like, little chippies on road trips, but...
So is the guy that gets dessert KFC really just saying, fuck your mum?
Yeah, it's just like 18 years of no junk food.
Gotta go hard.
Yeah.
And so would you work off each other, like each parent? Like if my parents had separated, it would have been an absolute nightmare because I would have been gaslighting them and fuck it, like working off one another and doing all that sort of shit. Were you a good kid, or would you sort of get them against each other?
You're a real piece of shit.
No, I was a good kid. Not at all. It was just, I don't think I got them against each other. I think I was actually I reckon I'm the favorite.
Yeah. The golden child.
Yeah.
Well, your mum calls, you speak to your mum a lot.
She'll actually be really sad if I said that. No, she jokes that I'm the favorite. The other siblings think that's real, and I think it kind of is too.
What we're hearing is a confirmation you are the
double
favorite.
Down.
Jess, you're the eldest. Mm. What are you? Where's the relationship with your Pezzies?
I'm so close with both my mum and my dad, but I'm not the golden child. Mm. I'm the consistent child.
What is the golden child? How do they earn that?
It's Emma.
The youngest?
No, the middle.
Okay, interesting.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's very rare.
She has golden hair as well, I think.
But what does she do to win that?
I think she's just always been the, how do I say this nicely? I'm thinking.
Here we go.
You can't.
She's always been, I don't know how to explain it, like not a suck up, but like she never rebelled, essentially.
She's a bit of a people pleaser.
Just a straight pleaser. She never rebelled. Straight 180.
Hannah and I definitely did go through our phases.
And so you live with which one?
Emma at the moment.
You live with the people pleaser?
Yeah.
And Emma gets the bed.
I'm joking. So you live with the favourite?
Yeah. She's always been the favourite. All my friends know she's the favourite.
Yeah. Mm. It's weird, isn't it?
What does the favourite earn you? Like, what do you get as the favourite?
Loving
a couple of favorite. It's just the favorite over here is just chiming in.
Definitely not the favorite, by the way. So my brother Jake is the favorite.
Oh yeah.
And mum would like if mum was in tears or whatever, he was always the first one to go and check to see if she was okay.
Yes, that's something Emma would do.
Yeah,
I don't think I did that. I just never got in fights with my mum or dad. Like I just the other two.
Okay. Really?
So what classic, because I'm trying to work it out because I don't know, it's not, maybe if you're the favourite you really know, because I'm just thinking, like I gave my mum hell.
Yeah.
And she stuck by me.
Yeah.
My middle brother's very much more, I think, relaxed, just a bit easygoing. So I didn't really, wasn't too naughty. But does that mean he's the favourite? Or has the hell I've put my mum through and the bond we've formed based on that mean that I'm the favourite?
Yeah. If you want to tell yourself that, then yeah.
You know, it's like you've got to work harder for something, you love it a bit more.
That's true. I feel like it shifts though, depending on like where you're at in your life. Yeah, like right now, I don't think Emma's the golden child anymore.
Oh
really?
No.
Doesn't get taken to clogs.
Because you're on a podcast.
I'm still not the favourite. I'm just that happy consistency. Hannah is because she hangs out with mum now more than I do.
Yeah, she's living at
home.
She
gets more FaceTime. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Chloe calls mum like 5 times a day.
Really?
Does she? Why?
I reckon. Maybe not that much anymore, but when she used to work not from home, it was like calling to work, calling on lunch break, calling on the way home.
Wow. That's so cute. Like,
yeah.
I mean, as a parent, I'm loving, I was thinking the other night how much I can't wait. And I said this to Miami and it was quite offensive. So I just can't wait till Bodie and I can go out for dinner together.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
no, good. But, and what I meant was
she can have KFC. She can have a zinger with George.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what I meant was like think about
popcorn,
when he's like
chicken and chill.
Yeah. When he's 7 and he's like, "Dad, I'd love to go for pizza tonight." I'm like, "Son, let's go and we maybe go bowling."
We're going
well.
To Clogs.
We're going to Clogs. Like a little mission where we could actually have a conversation. How's your dad? Yeah, good. I was doing this, that, and the, you know, now it's just he's an emotional wreck and he'll flip out at a second or he'll be a little sweetheart, but you don't know. Mm. And I'd rather not try.
He's been a little sweetheart recently. Yeah, he's coming so into cute. The office.
He's yeah. been real sweet. But imagine 7. Imagine when he so just cute. Has this, he's just got a bit going on. Like he could go out, you and Josh, like Josh, you could take him out for a weekend. You could go bowling with him.
Yeah,
and then,
what's something that I could, like what should my thing be with Bodie? What could the activity be?
I reckon a sleepover and a movie night, like with you and Bree, he would like he'd get the naughty food. You'd probably drive him out to, you'd take him to
Great Ocean Hill. Road.
You'd, you'd do the old, yeah, that could be, you could do a Great Ocean Road adventure with him, get him fish and chips and, you know.
Oh, yeah, that fish and chips would be good.
I mean, what was the thing for you guys as a kid that you remember, like a family friend that would do something, take you somewhere, feed you something?
Oh, I remember a family friend.
I never had that. I don't think that mum and dad ever wanted to like risk me. The only time I remember that, I remember we're in Maringula and we met a couple and they said, "Hey, we'll look after your kids. You guys have a nice evening out or a nice day out." And so mum and dad left us, which would never happen really. And I hit James with the golf club whilst being looked after, and the one guy was a cop and the lady was a nurse, and mum was said she'd never been more embarrassed in her life.
Yeah,
I mean, so that was a rare thing.
George, what did you do?
The first one that came to mind was family friend Peter Buchanan and his kids. They lived in Gosford and they had a skate ramp, like a full half pipe in there.
Wow.
And about 30 surfboards.
Yes.
And they were just the coolest. Like, cool. The son was like 8 or something and a pro surfer and skater, and the dad was 40. And they were just going down the ramp, and I was like, this is cool.
Look, it sounds like the Hemsworths.
Yeah. It's like, it does have that vibe.
That's sick.
Yeah. But apart from that,
Sevs, I feel like you wouldn't have wanted to really leave the house.
Oh, no. I mean, there's one was in New Zealand, and it was our friends down the street. I have no idea who they are or anything about them, but they always used to give us the lemon cordial.
Oh, yeah.
And so always on the way home, we'd go in, and whenever we go to their house, we'd get lemon cordial, and we'd never be allowed it at home. Mm. And then the other one is when I was in primary school, I always used to go around to my mate's house, and we always used to play Icy Towers.
Oh, yeah.
In Internet Explorer.
Yeah, love that.
Just, it's great.
That's your version of vintage Internet Explorer. The other day when you were saying, oh, in year 7, the amount of times I had to go alt tab on my laptop to bloody hide it from the teacher.
How so long do you reckon, guys, being in the testing, now that I'm in the car park, I'm getting pissed off because it's taking a while. I wonder if they would let me out if I was like, hey, I've got to go.
Is there toilets? I think there was toilets at some of them, but if you can't see, like, yeah, you're not meant to, because if you think about it, the people who have COVID are the ones that have gone to the testing.
Well, it's fucking stuffy in here because I can't open the window because the
smoke is still there.
Smoking. She's still smoking. How many ciggies is she smoking?
All of her ash onto our car.
Yeah, I reckon we've got like fucking. We're gonna that's move the car, and there's gonna be just fucking.
She's ash blowing all of her ash onto our car.
Yeah.
Absolute gronk.
Stop, please.
Toot the horn. Yeah, toot the horn. Not passive anymore. Bree wants her to hear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love it. You just yell, talk loudly so they hear you. That's always a good way. Anyway, you might be in the line for another couple of hours. Can you actually see people, like people getting tested? He's looking around for the first time since he's been on the show.
No.
It's back. He's looking backwards. So.
Yeah, it's literally like a car park. It's not like a line. I was assuming a line.
Is there a lot of people?
No, I'm in a car. Yeah.
Oh, so it's like the drive-in cinemas. And instead of bringing you food and there's no screen, they bring you a COVID test.
Yeah.
A big stick.
God. All right.
Yeah, wow.
So what are our...
We're not going to do... I was hoping we'd get to do it live on air.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to. I mean, how long do you reckon if you were to put a... If you're a betting man, woman...
Oh, I reckon it's going to be another... Bree said that they had a time that said half an hour.
Oh, did they?
Well, it's going to be longer than that. But the thing is that Bree's a little bit freaked out because she got her hair done because the place was open. I don't need to say where it was, but she got her hair done. And so if we're both getting COVID tested, if she was to be sort of asymptomatic like she was and then had COVID, she has to let the hairdresser know.
Mm-hmm. Super spreaders. Mm. Yeah, I think they would actually, I think they contact for you. So there's... Think about the awkwardness you feel right now about having to do that, Bree. That's why they can't rely on us humans because I would be embarrassed.
If
I had to go and tell all these people, they're actually calling people for people who are testing positive. That's their job. So, but I heard a guy, what's his name? Brendan Schaub from The Fighter and the Kid was in doing a podcast with a bunch of people, had it. A bunch of them didn't get it. One guy got it. And so it's like, and he was symptomatic. So
who are we going to blame? Because Jess has already brought that up. She said, whose fault is it if Josh has COVID?
But I mean, Bodie's being cleared.
That's the whole thing. It's not, you can't play a blame game.
No, yes, you can because it's fun.
Keep it for Monday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, who can we blame? Tully Smythe.
Probably
she got tested negative. So
George is Hannah. She's around a few people.
Yeah, I reckon it's an Uber Eats driver that you've had in the last day.
Good call.
Good call.
That'd be riddled.
Blame it on Uber.
It could be.
Do you reckon I could take down the whole Uber Eats? Like if they did contact tracing, I reckon I'd take out 50% of their drivers.
I mean, Jess's sister works in a hospital, so maybe Jess is a... You know, not the favourite child, and also
the weakest.
A super spreader.
I'd be the least favourite child after that one.
Oh,
I?
Yeah.
No, they have PPE. I'm good.
Yeah, no, true.
No, you're great.
Anyway, you should be fine, mate. I've most people that I know have got tested to come back negative. So,
good odds.
Wouldn't it be crazy, though?
It would be.
If I'm positive.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be great.
Something exciting. There's something exciting about it.
I mean, you've been very positive this week, this whole week. You've been a positive guy, so hopefully it's...
It means you can stay home for 14 days.
True.
Yeah, but what do I do food-wise?
Uber Eats. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Can't do it.
Well, you just have to... They drop it off and you have to wait for them to leave and then you get it.
Oh, man, I've heard people in the States have it and... They're going for walks with masks on, gloves.
So one of our friends that we went to school with, it was actually the guy who, when I was in a fight at a 21st, I called his name because he's a kickboxer and belted the shit out of the guy who was fighting me. Anyway, he's got COVID.
Oh, does he?
And he was saying, like he was giving an update. He was saying that... he was so surprised at the lack of support. Like they're basically like, hey, if you have problems breathing or whatever, just call 000. Otherwise, just fucking stay at home.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you still got your sense of taste?
To be honest, one reason I don't think that I have it is because I've got swollen glands and I don't know if that's a symptom. I don't think that's a symptom.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's more of a dry
cough,
I believe.
Sore throat, though. Sore throat's a symptom.
Mm. But like if you're real phlegmy and stuff.
Please, if you have any symptoms, please get tested. I couldn't be more clear.
That was Dan Andrews. Yeah, you're doing the right thing, JJ.
Yeah, you're doing the right thing, mate. Well done. Taking one for the team.
Can you do your Alan Jones for us?
No, I don't have that one. But if I was to say anything, it would be absolutely you don't mean anything to anyone. I don't know. Something that makes
that's
sense.
Really good. We should do impersonations on the show. I enjoyed the last two shows we've done impersonations.
Did you like Reese's impersonation of you on Hump Day Replay?
I'll be honest, I didn't get to that bit.
I haven't listened to it. I want to listen to it.
You guys are the worst.
Mate, it's the show about the show. We're over here doing the show.
No, fair enough.
I don't think Jess has listened to any of, like, if Jess isn't on the show, she doesn't listen.
No.
I mean, I haven't really listened to last week of the Daily Talk Show. I'll catch up on that.
The only reason we have Jess on Hump Day replays is because I want her to listen to it. I think it's the only way that we'll get her to do it.
I listen to the ones I want to listen to.
Jerry picks them.
No, yeah. I've made a conscious decision to start listening to them live during the day.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
There we go.
Beg your pardon?
Any feedback, Jess, on like listening? Like, have you gone back to any old eps? Have you listened to episode 14 yet?
No.
Good listen.
In my defense, though, I somewhat blame you for that because I had planned to watch that episode that I was telling you about or that I was watching, and then you called about something, and then I was planning on watching episode 14 after that episode, and then it was just too late.
Mm. It's audio only, so anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you gave her the spiel in the office anyway.
Yeah, so. I know all about it.
Gave her the cliff notes.
Yeah.
It's anyway.
All right.
All good.
Cry.
Stay well, people.
Now I need to work out what to do with this window. I think what I'm going to do is open up Breeside. And so then
I reckon if you opened up and started coughing, she would put her window up.
Absolutely.
And stop fucking smoking.
Yeah, sure.
Here we go. Hang on, give me a sec.
Oh, yeah, hang on. Oh, yes, we're getting...
Is it happening?
Oh, sure. Yeah, hang on.
Yep, it's happening. Here we go.
Yes. All right. So this right now... Oh, he's putting his seatbelt on.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Here we
How's
go.
Your anus? Is it tight?
All good.
Clenched? So what we're doing right now is podcasting and watching JJ get
in my... I'm going to turn you down, guys.
COVID.
I'm going to turn you down.
Okay. I'm going to give commentary as we're doing it.
Yeah, good.
So Josh has strapped his seatbelt. I wonder if that's a prerequisite. Put your seatbelt on. I couldn't be more clear.
Hazard lights, on. Yeah.
Oh. So now he's got his hazard lights on. I wonder if that is a... Oh, he's turned his car on. I wonder if this is the, like, they know that testing's in progress if the car's on with hazard lights.
Oh, my God, that other car's leaving. Oh, my God.
They got a test.
There's a smoker.
There she is.
Absolute grub.
This is hilarious. The smoke is...
Where are you going? Yeah. Josh can't hear us. Where is he? He's driving. He's reversing out.
He's pulling out of the car park.
It's good for good having a reverse camera. Does your car have a reverse camera, Jess?
No.
Oh.
They must be batching them so the smoke is gone.
Yeah, gone.
And Josh is following.
Fresh air. It feels good. So I'm going to turn you up. Hang on.
Okay, great.
So
this is exciting.
So live hazard lights test. Are on.
Yep. Great. I was thinking... It's made sense why he put his seatbelt on.
Oh, yeah.
He's driving.
Yeah. Imagine if there were cops around finding people.
Just dogs.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Hang on. I wonder how long you're going to have to wait in this bit for.
It's going
to
fucking take ages. Let's go. Don't worry about it.
Really?
Can you film it? Can you press record while it...
I'll just show you. Hang on. Give me a sec.
All right. Great. There's a few people. Oh,
wow. Yeah. There's
it
a
looks like Krispy Kreme circa 2005 when they came to Australia. No, what was it? Circa 2008. Yeah. Payback. You were shoving shit in your mouth. Now they're putting stuff up, you know. Anyway, it's the Daily Talk Show, and we love you. Good luck, Josh.
Bye.
Good luck, Bree.
Oh, no, they had a baby in the back. Oh, my God, the cigarette people.
Oh, that's fucking illegal.
Get the number plate.
That is illegal. All right, guys.
See ya.
It's the Daily Talk Show. We'll see you next week. See you tomorrow. Love you.